Predators on the road. 3 out of 4 possible points this weekend. Let's say hello to Max Herz, who does a fine job on pregame and postgame, and also some play-by-play every now and then. Hello, Max.
Hi, guys. It's always good to be, excuse me, welcomed in with a great Simpsons clip. So thank you, Super.
All right, Max, real quick before Chase gets to the great questions, when there's breaking news in the NFL trade, we'll have to break in with this sounder.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
guys!
So if any time you're talking and you hear that, you know why. We're not being rude, okay?
Okay.
I don't think he can hear anymore, but, you know, that's okay.
Okay.
Max, I before we get to this Preds team, I got to start with former Pred head coach John Hines and the move yesterday. He pulls Marc-Andre Fleury in overtime, and I don't know if you knew the rule, but pretty much everybody I know learned a rule yesterday. That had they lost that game, they would have lost the point, but pulls him, goes 4-on-3. They win the game in overtime. They needed 2 points. It was a gutsy and maybe another adjective move, but what did you think about that in John Hines and his decision to pull the goaltender in overtime?
Two big things. Excuse me. Two big things I think about it. One, it's kind of cool that it happened because we don't get unique stuff like that in the NHL too often. So I think it's a good, entertaining thing that happened for the NHL in general. But personally, even though it worked, I think it was a very risky and ill-advised decision. And I don't really know how you can justify doing it in that game at this point with 17 games left in the season. And they wanted to do it the whole overtime. Howell was all over it throughout overtime. Fleury kept coming out to the hash marks. I don't know if TV was pointing it out as much as Howell was.
Yeah, they were.
They were, okay. So, yeah, he was ready to go the whole time, and Hines had told Fleury before overtime, we wanted to do this. But the only time I had ever seen that before was in the final game of the season, a team, I believe it was the Flyers, that was trying to get out of a deep tiebreaker and get into the playoffs. They needed to win a game in regulation or overtime. They could not win in a shootout. First of all, the tiebreaker rules have changed since then. So what they did yesterday has nothing to do with tiebreakers. First of all, there's still 17 games left. But also, it's now just regulation wins is the first tiebreaker. Overtime and shootout are separate from the first tiebreaker. So it wasn't about that. But I just – the shootout points count the same. And all you're doing by pulling your goalie there – and again, I know it worked, so none of this means anything, but this is just what I think about it. When you pull your goalie, you are risking the standings point you've already earned. Whereas if you get to a shootout, you're getting the 2 points. You're plus one. You're either plus one or minus one if you play it normally the rest of the way. If you do that and the Predators touch the puck, which they didn't, but if they did, you're minus two in the standings. So I think it was incredibly risky, but they did a good job getting their four best forwards out there, ran a quick little 4-on-3. Predators, the shift prior to the shift where the goal was scored, had 2 defensemen and 1 forward out. So they knew they were trying to do it. They went Yossi and McDonough together, but then changed out of it, got a really good scoring chance with Yossi set up by Nyquist, who came on for McDonough, and then end up giving up the goal.
Talking to Max Herz this morning, and catch Max on the pre- and post-game with the Nashville Predators. All right, Max, now that the trade deadline is gone, they've added the parts to the team. Chase and I were talking about this. All the people they've added, I like it, Max, because they've added some really grimy guys. I mean, guys that aren't searching for the spotlight, but will go out and play their tails off for you every single night. What do you like about what they've kind of acquired since the trade deadline was ended on Friday?
First of all, Joe, good for you if that was another Simpsons reference with grimy. So,
all right.
I think they made really good low-risk ads. And if the Predators do end up making the playoffs, which they are on track to do with this recent hot streak, those are the types of pieces you want. You want to have extra pieces. You want to have more than 12 forwards that you know you can trust. And they're going to leaf through their options as much as they can throughout the final month of this season to figure out who fits where best. And they barely gave anything up to get Jason Zucker and Anthony Beauvillier for the rest of the season. A 5th-round pick and a 6th-round pick. And then on top of that, you make a sell move, giving Yakov Trenin to the Avalanche for a 3rd-round pick in 2025. So you got a better pick than either of the two you gave up. Predators have a ton of early picks in the next few drafts because of previous trades, especially with the Tampa Bay Lightning. So thank you for that. But these are the types of pieces that they wanted. They added the thing that they hopefully added the thing that they haven't had enough of, which is middle six scoring. And Luke Evangelista has gotten hot, which is great. Tommy Novak is finally fully healthy again for the first time in 3-4 months or so. But having Jason Zucker and Anthony Beauvillier as options gives them a new plan A. And if those guys don't work out, you have known commodities who can fill those roles as well. But they're going to get every chance in the world to fill those spots. And keep in mind, this weekend, Zucker had not practiced with the team in any capacity before playing in two games, neither of which had a morning skate. And Beauvillier was part of an optional practice during which neither of his line mates were also on the ice. So next couple days are big for those guys. First of all, to get to Nashville and get settled. Zucker hadn't been here at all since he was traded on Friday and went straight to Columbus to meet the team. And then a big practice tomorrow to try and get everybody going. Practice Tuesday, morning skate in Winnipeg Wednesday. Just trying to get some normalcy going for these guys who I thought played pretty well. I know Beauvillier had the bad giveaway on the game-tying goal for the Wild yesterday, but Hal did a good job explaining that on the post-game show, how much the Predators ran that exact breakout to get out of the neutral zone clogged by the Wild and how many times they made that pass successfully in the game, saying it was more of Beauvillier did the right thing and Hartman made a great play and took advantage of the Predators' aggression.
Here's a little stat for your little show on Wednesday night, Max. The Winnipeg Jets, the Preds, had the same road record, which is not bad, 19-10-3. This game on Wednesday night, is it indicative of how well the Nashville Predators can play down the stretch and into the postseason? Because this is a big game Wednesday night, Max.
Yeah, the Jets are a very plausible first-round opponent for the Preds. They've got three games in hand on the Stars, trailing them by 4 points for the division lead. So the classic, if they win every game, they would be first in the division, which would line them up with the Preds right now. Obviously, a million things are going to change between now and then. But, yeah, the Jets are solid. They're playing really well this year. They've got a great goalie. They're the type of team that the Predators are going to have to beat if they want to pull a first-round playoff upset if they end up making it this year. So that's a big game up at their place. Preds will have had 2 days off, which is a luxury at this point because it feels like they have not had that recently, especially at times when they've been on the road. So Predators will be able to go into that game hungry. Jets have been playing well. Should be a big game.
Max Herz is with us, and you know, you touched on the moves and a couple of contract signings as well. But I'm really excited for Mark Jankowski getting a 2-year deal to remain with his team, because since he's been up, Max, and been in the lineup, he's really made an impact. And you can tell that Barry Trotz and Andrew Brunette must have been impressed by that because they wanted to keep him in the fold. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, what a quick turnaround that is from most of the season in the minors after being on the big club for most of last year to getting a 2-year extension for the next 2 years. So that's how you proved your value right there. And Andrew Brunette had what I thought was an intriguing comment on Jankowski right after he was most recently called up, which is, we want to bring his offensive game back. And he had that when he was with the Calgary Flames, which was his first team in the NHL. Since then, he's been on 4 teams in 4 seasons. He's had to grind to make rosters. He's spent time in the minors with those organizations. And he's had to be a defense guy just to get into the NHL and get onto fourth lines and things like that. And him and Andrew Brunette agree that his offensive game came back in the AHL this season. And we've seen it this year over the last 3 weeks with Evangelista and Novak playing with those guys. He's the most defensive forward on that line, to be sure. No one's going to argue with you on that. But playing with those guys also brings that offensive playmaking ability back out. He's opportunistic. That one-timer goal he scored yesterday, it was a dogged forecheck shift. He was with Sherwood and Smith on that shift after a Preds power play. So they went out there, clogged the puck up in the offensive zone, finally broke it free. Sherwood hit it to Jankowski, who went top shelf over Fleury on a day when Marc-Andre Fleury was stopping basically everything. So, yeah, he's been incredibly valuable. He's 6 days older than me. His growth spurt lasts a lot longer than mine did. And I'm very proud of him.
Very, very good stuff. Max, appreciate it as always. And a couple days off, and we'll see how things go in Winnipeg, but appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Joe. Love talking to you.
See you, Max.
That is Max Herz. You can catch him on the pre and the post game and intermissions with the Nashville Predators Radio Network, and the Preds back in action Wednesday night with a 5:30 pregame against the Winnipeg Jets.